Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
How was Mike Vrabel yesterday? Talking to the media about Kayshon Booty, who on his Discord, I saw Hart bitching about this yesterday, Keith.
Oh, yeah. Kids be on Discord.
Hart's like, I already hate Twitter and Instagram. Now I got to follow players on Discord?
You better.
You don't have to. People follow it for you and they post it on Twitter.
That's also true.
So this is kind of my approach
with it
as well.
That's where the Dove Clemens of the world actually come up nice.
Like people are, you know, Pete Abe yesterday broke the news, I guess, about Alex Bregman opting out of his contract on Blue Sky. I'm like, somebody else will find that for me.
Send it where people actually are.
Discord, yeah. Blue Sky, like somebody else tag me.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess Kayshon Booty said yesterday it's a grade one hamstring injury.
You think Vrabel loves that?
Good question. Probably not.
I mean, Vrabel... way more forthcoming than like Belichick was. Belichick was almost comical.
He was pretty forthcoming in that answer where
that's what I'm saying.
He's not practicing at the beginning of the week. We'll see. Yeah. But it certainly sounds like Booty's not playing this weekend. Listening to Vrabel, Booty pretty much lets you know he's not playing.
But most coaches do come out and say postgame, like, oh, so-and-so does have a hamstring injury, which is not like the end of the world. But we were just so used to it for 20 years being like, oh, my God, they said something about an injury. But even still, I'm like, maybe don't go to Discord and tell everybody what's going on.
I don't think
we really need that.
I mean, look.
But I don't think it's the end of the world. But
I like Kayshon Booty.
Yeah.
Good receiver. Great deep ball tracker. Way better than I ever expected. His judgment and decision making when it comes to college football gambling.
Yeah. The octopus. Yeah.
And maybe his posting leaves something to be desired.
Parlay.
So you guys can discuss the trade deadline. 617-779-7937. I want to make this clear. This is not a trade. Let's just remind people to wrap their heads around it. People really like it. Nick, if we could remind people one more time,
this is what
any
it would be
trade,
like.
Not just a Patriots trade,
a football trade.
Any football trade happens. What's it going to sound like?
You can't.
That's not it.
There we go.
Yes! That was so good.
So good. And then that goes right nicely into whatever the trade happens to be. Over under, whilst we're on the air, 2.5 trades.
Oh, in the league? Over.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Patriots. I'll take the over on a Patriots trade.
Over half a trade.
They're going to trade away Anthony Jennings. They're going to make another subtraction would be my prediction.
For a sixth, and they're going to give up a seventh.
Correct.
Seventh and Jennings for a sixth.
Yeah. Why are you giving up these sevenths? I thought this was all about the rebuild, and I thought this was all about.
We're going to own the sixth round in 2 years.
Year one of the rebuild, so you got to really stack those late draft. I don't get why you're giving up seventh round picks along with players. That's just me. The piece in there that interests me less than Kayshon Booty, although yesterday I said, Keith, I think wide receiver is a bigger need now that Booty's hurt. I am rethinking that to a degree.
Okay.
If it's a grade one hamstring, and we're talking about a couple of weeks he might miss, do you have to go out and add a name to the receiver room that, and I heard Phil Perry talking about this, Pat's Talk podcast, they go out and get a receiver who, pick the name, Rashid Shaheed's a name we brought up, think bigger, text line is asking about A.J. Brown.
Right.
Brian Thomas Jr. is hurt again, he's probably out. But like
Chris Olave.
Fine. They pick your receiver.
Okay.
They plug a receiver like that in the room, and Booty's like, well, wait a minute, I have one injury, and now now what? I lost my job
because
I yanked my hamstring.
Because I don't want to take Steph Diggs off the field.
Me either.
You're right. And even Mac Hollins has proven that he's solid. And they don't run a ton of four wide receiver sets anyway because they always seemingly have a tight end on the field, sometimes two. They have a back on the field, sometimes two. So they can kind of mix and match the receivers anyway. And you saw Kyle Williams get a lot of run last week. Now, the diminishing returns, I guess you could say. But for the most part, I think Drake May can be successful for a couple weeks. Now, this doesn't mean the offense is going to look the same and they're not going to miss a beat. I think they will miss Kayshon Booty. He had a really good stretch of games. And he has a knack for the deep ball and getting in the end zone. But Diggs, Hollins, and Pop Douglas, with the game Pop Douglas had this week, those three guys combined with Hunter Henry in the pass game, Austin Hooper, who you have shortchanged in his athletic ability.
I didn't realize
famously
the man,
on this show,
the man could catch the alley hoop like that. I didn't know he had ups like that. Yeah,
the alley hooper.
Yeah,
I think they have enough to get by, and that's why I wouldn't bring in somebody of like the lower level. Now it doesn't mean if something happens and you can get a closer to a top tier wide receiver at a price that you feel comfortable with, I'd still explore that. I'm not saying, hey, the receiver group is playing better than I thought, so don't even touch it. Like, yeah, you can always make improvements, but it's not my number one need or priority today.
So the maybe more interesting piece is Vrabel's like, yeah, Kyle Williams is going to get a shot. And he played more snaps than you realized in the game on Sunday, over 30 snaps in their win over the Falcons.
Which is amazing. How many do you remember?
I remember the one. Yeah. They threw it to him on second down, trying to run out the clock on their second-to-last possession. And he and Drake were nowhere near on the same page. So I find that to be interesting. And part of me says, all right, this is his shot. And he can hopefully replicate some of what Kayshon Boutte does. Deep shot guy. I could maybe see that working out if they ever looked like they had any chemistry and were ever on the same page. And I'm looking at the wide receiver class, Keith. He was the 69th pick.
Nice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And I guess the one thing he has going for him is it's been a pretty bad wide receiver class outside of Ibuka.
Yeah.
Like,
who's nasty.
Travis Hunter hurt and has always been kind of an interesting prospect way at the top. Tet McMillan, I think, is kind of underwhelmed.
He had a couple good games early. He was better than I thought because I didn't like him coming into the draft, and he looked decent early, but I think that's kind of settled down, right?
Golden is hurt in Green Bay. He's done nothing. Yeah, you look at some of the second-round picks. I like Luther Burden, nothing. Jaden Higgins, nothing.
Yeah, right.
Trey Harris, nothing. Jack Besh, nothing. So then you get into the receivers where he went. He was, again, third round, 69th overall.
Nice.
One pick after him, Tesla with the Lions, hasn't done anything. Pat Bryant with the Broncos. Jalen Knoll has flashed here and there. Like, the best receivers after him probably are a kid we saw in Tennessee a few weeks ago, Chimri DK.
Yeah.
Who else? Torrey Horton has made some nice plays.
Really good.
For Seattle, you saw him catch a couple of touchdowns.
Torrey Horton had, two touchdowns on Sunday Night Football.
He has a punt return touchdown earlier in the year.
Yep.
Tez Johnson, I always liked. So little guy, he had like a game or two where he was good.
Tez Johnson was a seventh-round pick. Maybe that was the other one. So, I don't think it's been a great receiver class. I'm not kicking and screaming like we have in some other receiver classes where, wow, you took N'Keal Harry and you passed on Deebo Samuel.
No.
And you passed on DK Metcalf. And you passed on A.J. Brown. No, it's not like that. It's just this is Kyle Williams' chance. A few guys after him have flashed. Horton, DK, maybe Tez Johnson, although there haven't been a lot of them. This is his opportunity to show you something. And
he's shown nothing.
I don't feel great about that happening, but listening to Vrabel, it sounds like he's going to get a chance. And by the way, I've disagreed with Vrabel on a lot of these. Disagreed with him on Pop Douglas. They stuck with him. Look what they're getting now. I disagree with him on Ramondre Stevenson sticking with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's been more of a mixed bag, but I'd say largely Vrabel has been proven right on that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see if Kyle Williams is the latest example of that. I'm not holding my breath on it. I don't expect it, but let's see.
No, by no means am I, you know, giving up on the guy or anything like that. It just doesn't seem like he is anywhere close. He had a couple of moments in camp. Remember, he had like a really good play early in camp, and you're like, all right, but you might have something here.
Yeah, he had a back shoulder catch on like a Gonzo.
Like right away.
Before Gonzo even got hurt. That was not a big window to do that. He did it right away in training camp.
And then everybody else kind of passed him by. You know, Boutte and Pop Douglas were more consistent. Then you had the veteran guys and Diggs and Mac Hollins. And then there was even talk about like Efton Chisholm like outperforming him at times. And you were like, all right, he's fast, but what else can he do? So this season he has, what, two catches for 20 yards.
I I don't even remember two catches. I'm surprised he even has two.
I don't even remember those. There are seven guys drafted after him that have at least 100 yards receiving. But again, it doesn't appear that it's going to be the N'Keal Harry, no. Like, oh my God, look at these pros after you.
But you still have gotten one of the least productive guys in the class.
Well, yeah, and it's another one of those things where you get, you know, some of the beat writers around the team be like, oh, you can't sacrifice the future. You can't trade a third round pick at the deadline. It's like, Kyle Williams?
You just flushed the third round pick.
Apparently. And it happens all the time. So, like, and there's examples both ways, right? You could be like, here's a second round pick who's amazing and is in the Hall of Fame. Here's a second round pick that didn't make it to year two. See Jalen Polk. So there's plenty of different examples. So, like, Polk, I was out on real quick. And then that ended up being right. N'Keal Harry, I think a lot of people were kind of out on, but he at least had more production. We'll see with Kyle Williams. I think this week he's going to get an opportunity, but I'm not holding my breath on it. I think those other receivers, there's enough other receivers to still get the ball.
But if Booty's out this week and he plays, and he'll play snaps, he played a ton on Sunday. If he plays and he does nothing, I'd say you're not getting anything out of him this year.
Yeah, no, that's probably fair.
That doesn't mean it's a bust. That doesn't mean he'll never give you anything, but that means you're probably not getting anything out of him this year.
I go back to an old Drake May interview on WEEI Afternoons.
Oh.
We'll talk about the one from yesterday coming up. But a few weeks back, and we talked about this on the time, because he would answer every question with like, yeah. Like, he would say, yeah. Yeah. Like, he'd start with every question. Like, yeah. They're like, hey, well, how's Mike Vrabel? Yeah. Great coach.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
And then they're like, how close is Kyle Williams to being a part of the thing? He's like, yeah.
Yes.
Pretty real close.
Yes. Yeah, very, very close.
His tone changed completely. Like, you wanted to be nice. You didn't want to bury his teammate. But if you just read, like, based on all the other answers, you're like, yeah, he is not very convinced.
It was a good catch at the time.
Thank you.
And it remains a good observation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I believe in him. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Kyle's a nice player.
He's doing all the right things.
Yes.
Going to be real real good for us.
Doing all the right things.
Kelly is in Amherst on the trade deadline. Hello, Kelly.
What's up, guys? I love what you guys are saying. I don't know if you're going to love what I'm about to say, but my thought is this. First off, on the Kayshon Booty thing, he has been playing great. I think the reason he's playing great is because Drake May's thrown it to him. I think if some other guy was in there and Drake May was thrown it to him, he'd be looking great, too.
Well, real quick, Kelly, I know you have more, It didn't look the same throwing to Pop Douglas, who made a couple of plays, wheel route touchdown, 58-yarder, but there were also a couple of misses down the field where they didn't look as good. So I think you saw on Sunday that's not true, but keep going.
I mean, I feel like Pop Douglas has had a lot of good production. We'll see what happens when they get some practice time. But, no, yeah, that's a good point. But just in general about the trade deadline, right, we're talking about, like, if they don't do something, you know, it would be disappointing. It's kind of like the baseball thing. Are we winners or losers, right? Trade deadline. Well, of course we're winners, but, you know, like wet blanket here, the trade deadline isn't a thing in football. So I get that we're trying to, like, have a whole thing and make
Tell it to the Eagles. They just made three trades this week.
Yeah, I think it's becoming more of a thing. Old school, yeah, there wasn't as many trades. In fact, the Patriots were as active as anybody. Bill Belichick made more in-season trades, I feel like, than most. I mean, Aqib Talib was a massive in-season trade. They also got rid of guys like Jamie Collins and Jimmy Garoppolo. So, like, those were big in-season trades. So they were usually pretty active. Then they get Michael Floyd right after he had that aggressive DUI.
Yeah, was that a trade deadline acquisition?
I thought so.
Nice.
He had a big block. That was, like, his signature play with the Patriots. But, yeah, so I think more and more teams are doing it. And it's, you know, it's a classic NFL trade, though. Unlike these other sports, it'll be a pick or a pick swap for one player. It's not player for player.
No.
And it probably won't be too many, like, you know, massive, like, household names necessarily. But I think teams are constantly tweaking with their roster, and today's the day to do it.
And, again, fine, maybe no significant trades happen. All that's happened so far is they've subtracted. And it makes me wonder, when I keep hearing about how, well, you can't be the Commanders. Commanders were in the NFC title game last year. Why couldn't you be in the AFC title game this year and make that a good game? So I keep hearing about how the Commanders are a cautionary tale and it's a long rebuild and this is just year one or 1.5 of the rebuild. And it just sounds to me like what's coming out of Foxborough is they don't really believe in the team this year. And that's annoying to me because I think I believe in them more than they do,
agree.
It sounds like.
Yeah, I think so.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to the Celtics at 11. Tears, 11:30. Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boston at high noon on a Tommy Tuesday. Plus a key for madness for you at 12:45. But on the way next, Drake May seemed a little bothered, seemed a little annoyed yesterday. Was it at his play? What was that about? Let's get to it coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.